Chapter 10. The Rescue. It was midnight. The Viking ship was travelling north towards the Greenland Sea. Lucy could hear the voices of the ghosts, but she couldn't see them. The wind was blowing, and they were moving very quickly. Lucy couldn't feel the movement of the waves below them. She looked over the side. The ghost ship wasn't touching the sea. It was flying. Four dolphins appeared in the water below. They followed the ship for a while, and then they disappeared. Paul had a very high temperature, and he was lying on the deck with his eyes closed. Lucy covered him with blankets. He needs a doctor immediately, she thought. The ghosts are returning to Eric's farm now. I hope we'll arrive on time to meet the cruise ship. She lay next to him and closed her eyes. Lucy woke at about 7 o'clock in the morning. She and Paul were alone on the Viking ship. They were travelling along Eric's fjord. A big cruise ship was travelling slowly towards them. Lucy pulled Paul's arm. "Wake up!" she shouted. "It's our cruise ship! And it's going to hit us!" Paul opened his eyes and pushed her away. He was delirious. "Don't touch me!" he cried. "You can't hurt me! You're a ghost!" "Paul, it's me, Lucy!" she shouted. "Quickly! We must leave the ship and swim!" "I'm too ill, and I can't swim," answered Paul weakly. The cruise ship was closer. She pulled Paul to the side and climbed up. Paul climbed weakly after her. "Come on, jump!" Lucy shouted. She took Paul's hand and pulled him into the sea. The cruise ship's horn sounded and the motor stopped. The ship started to change direction. Lucy swam on her back and pulled Paul through the water. Suddenly, she hit her head on some floating ice and she went under the sea. Paul opened his eyes. He was on a bed on the cruise ship and a nurse was standing next to him. "Is she a ghost?" he thought. The nurse touched his head and he felt her warm hand. "No, she's definitely not a ghost," he decided. "Welcome back," the nurse said. "You were delirious. Talking about ghosts and Vikings, your teachers were very worried about you." "Delirious?" thought Paul, perplexed. So the ghost ship and the Vikings weren't real. It was all a dream. The nurse put a thermometer in Paul's mouth. "We found you and your friend in the sea," she said. "We don't know how you fell over the side, but luckily the ship wasn't moving. The captain saw something approaching in the water, so he stopped the motor. Then he saw you. You're very lucky." She removed Paul's thermometer and looked at it. "Good. It's normal," she said. "Your temperature has gone down. You don't need to go to the medical center."
"Where's Lucy?" asked Paul.
"She's right here," replied the nurse. "She probably jumped in to save you. She's a very brave girl." Lucy was lying in a bed in the corner of the room. Her eyes were closed and her face was white. "Poor girl," said the nurse. "She hit her head on the ice, but she's okay now. She's sleeping." Paul was very worried about Lucy.
"Are you certain she'll be okay?" he asked in a panic.
"She's fine," replied the nurse. "She woke before and she was asking about you." "We're at Narsarsuaq Harbour now and an ambulance is going to take her to the medical centre for tests. They just want to be certain everything's okay before she continues the trip." There were voices outside and the nurse left the room. Paul got out of bed and stood next to Lucy. He looked at her calm face. "Was it really all a dream?" he thought.